Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by our members. That's right, our members support OTR Westerns fully now. Let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be Gunsmoke. Original air date is May 7th, 1955, and the title is Potato Road. Hope you enjoy. Don't forget, you members, that you guys get the script. Go ahead and take a look. You see that they made a mistake on the way they spelt potato, and a couple of other little cool things that are in there. So if you are a member, go to otrwesterns.com, look at today's episode, which is 1450, and let's get into today's episode, and I hope you enjoy.
Around Dodge City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke. Gunsmoke, starring William Conrad. A transcribed story of the violence that moved west with young America. And the story of a man who moved with it.
I'm that man. Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet. It's a chancy job, and it makes a man watchful. And a little lonely.
Everybody, man. Never saw Front Street so deserted.
It'll look different about 12 hours from now, Doc.
12 hours? Oh, you mean midnight, yes. I hope I'm in bed by then.
Ah, you usually are.
Oh, I am. Oh, yes. Well, I'd like to have a dollar for every night's sleep I've lost.
Well, you can't have everything, Doc.
Yeah. What do you mean by that?
A man can't expect to get a lot of sleep if he's out bucking the tiger all night.
Well, me? Gambling? And where do you think I get the money for that?
Minister into the sick, same as any doctor.
Well, it's not the sick I minister to in this town so much as the wounded.
Well, what difference does it make?
Well, the wounded usually die before I get paid. Boot Hill patients, that's what they are.
You know, you ought to try to pull more of them through, Doc.
Oh, sure, yes. Cut up, shot up, beat up. It's a wonder any of them live.
Well, I can't argue with you about that. Oh, say, you mind if we stop in the general store here? Mr. Jonas was supposed to order me a new saddle blanket.
Oh, man, always frittering away your money on doodads.
It's for my horse, Doc, not me.
Oh, yeah, look who's there. Oh, hello, Kitty.
Hello, Doc. Matt.
How are you, Kitty?
I'm hungry. Came in here 15 minutes ago on the way to dinner, and nothing's happened yet.
Well, isn't Mr. Jonas here, Kitty?
If he is, he's hiding.
Well, he's probably on his way to dinner.
We ought to get a wagon and rob this place. That'd teach him to walk off and leave it.
You'd only spend your money if he's here, Kitty. You shouldn't complain.
I've already spent it. I paid him in advance for 3 petticoats a month ago.
Oh, how do you know they're here yet?
I don't. There's a big box behind the counter there with Santa Fe Railroad stamped all over it.
No?
It's a shipment of some kind.
Well, why don't you open it?
I get caught doing that, some U.S. Marshal might walk in here and shoot me.
Yeah.
Well, I'll do it. I'm not afraid.
Mr. Dillon? Oh, Kitty? Doc.
Hello, Chester.
Chester.
Mr. Dillon, there's a fella come in the office, the darnest looking man you ever saw. He ain't very old, but he's got a long yellow hair, and his teeth are kind of long and yellow, too, and he's so thin all over. Why, I swear it'd take two of them to make a shadow.
Why didn't you bring him along, Chester? I'd like to meet him.
Oh, no, you wouldn't, Miss Kitty. Not this fella. There's something real mean about him, if he wasn't so crazy.
Oh, while we're figuring that out, why don't you tell me what he wants, Chester?
He wants you to come arrest his paw.
What?
He's out in the country somewhere. He didn't say, he just where.
Well, why does he want me to arrest his paw?
He didn't say that neither. But he said you'd better hurry. He said it's real serious.
Yeah, all right, I'll go back with you. So long, Kitty. Doc.
I'll see you later, Matt.
Yeah, goodbye, Matt. hope he's still here, Mr. Dillon.
Well, I hope so, too, Chester. Hello.
Hello.
I'm Marshal Dillon. You wanted to see me?
Found him, huh?
What?
I mean him. He found you.
Yeah, I found him. Now, tell him what you came for.
I come for you, Marshal.
Well, I know. Chester told me that. It's something about your paw.
Paw needs resting.
What for?
He killed a man. Shot him dead.
Who is your paw?
I'm Budge Grilk, Marshal.
All right, who'd your paw kill, Budge?
I don't know. Some stranger, but he's laying there, dead. Paw won't even bury him.
Laying where? Where'd it happen?
Near home.
Well, where's home?
Out yonder?
Oh, forevermore. I don't know.
Well, I don't know how to tell him to get there.
Well, maybe you could show me how to get there. Huh?
That's what a comfort.
Chester.
Yes, sir.
Look, I'll understand if you don't want to go along.
I'm kindly dizzy already, but I'll go, Mr. Dillon.
Okay, then let's get started.
That there's a house.
The house? You can't call a one-room sod hut a house.
Got a tater cellar out back.
Yeah? Who lives in the tater cellar?
Be a good place to keep somebody. Wouldn't it, Marshal?
You think your pa's around, Budge?
Ma'll be here. Better not ride no closer. Makes her mad.
All right.
Ma? Ma? She ain't beef. She'll be out.
Good.
There she is. Come on. I got him, Ma. This one here.
Who's the other one?
I don't know. A fella called Chester. He was hanging around, so I brought him, too.
Now, look here. Nobody
Never mind,
me,
Chester. No. Never mind. Ms. Groke, I take it you know about your husband, too.
Married 30 years, Ma.
I mean about his killing this man.
You talk to Paul about that when he gets here. None of my affair. Bud, you go get that rifle off in your saddle. There's no place to leave it.
Sure, Ma.
You people stay here. You sit down if you want. I'll go boil up some coffee and bring it out.
No, you don't need to bother, ma'am.
No bother.
Sit down? On what? She's crazier than he is, Mr. Dillon.
Yeah. They're half-starved, too. Yeah, this isn't much of a homestead.
Ain't it terrible? Yeah, but even a lazy man could do something with it.
It's not the best land I ever saw, Chester.
Ma, gonna make you some coffee?
Yeah, that's what she said.
Ma likes folks to come visit sometimes.
Sure.
Marshal?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm gonna show you the house. You come here. That Chester fella can see it later.
You better go, Marshal. Ma don't always ask people in. Only sometimes.
Yeah. All right.
That mean I don't get no coffee?
Oh, you'll get some, Chester.
Ms. Grope?
Come on in, Marshal. The door's open. Dark in here, ain't it? No windows.
It's light enough.
Then don't move, Marshal. I got this rifle aimed to bust your heart open.
Yeah.
I'll do it, too. Put your hands up by your shoulders, Marshal. I'll kill you if you don't.
Sure.
Budge?
I got them all.
Give me a hand here.
I'm coming.
Rifle's here triggered, Marshal.
You stand right there, Chester. I can shoot with one hand.
Sit back closer to it, Marshal. Get his gun, Budge.
I got it, Ma. Let's move outside, Marshal.
Go on.
He throwed down on me with that rifle, Mr. Dillon. I couldn't do a thing.
It happened to me, too, Chester.
Let's lock him up, Budge.
Lock us up?
Hmm? In the tater cellar.
What's this all about, Budge?
I'll tell you when he comes.
Where is he?
He's waiting. He'll come in late tomorrow.
Your pa didn't shoot anybody, did he?
No. But he's gonna shoot somebody, Marshal. He sure is.
This cussed cellar don't make much of a hotel, does it, Mr. Dillon?
No, it doesn't, Chester.
No light, not much air, damp, no blankets, nothing to eat. I tried one of them potatoes. They're moldy.
It must be afternoon by now.
Yeah. You think them miserable idiots is ever going to let us out?
I've been thinking all last night and this morning, Chester. I'm right back where I started. I don't know what they're doing or what they're going to do.
Sure beats me. Imagine that old woman pulling a dirty trick like that. You think she meant it, Mr. Dillon? She'd really have shot you?
She meant it.
Yeah, I hear somebody coming.
Don't you try nothing now. We got guns.
Open it clear up, Budge. They can't fight with nothing but taters.
Okay, Pa.
Step out here in the light where we can see you.
The big one, Pa. That's the Marshal, Pa.
Keep your gun on him, Budge. I guess you know who I am, Marshal.
Yeah.
I'm about the smartest fella in the whole country.
That's so?
You're one man who ought to know that.
Why?
I got you caught, Ena.
Does that make you smart?
Oh, tell him, Pa. Tell him it won't hurt if
you
don't.
Shut up, Bud. Don't you tell me what to do. We got a plan, Marshal. We got a real fine plan. And it was all my thinking. We're going to rob a bank, Marshal, right there in Dodge. We're going to hold it up and take all the money.
Well, that's quite a plan, Grook.
Ain't it? And you see how we're going to do it? There won't be nobody to stop us, because we'll already have you dead and buried.
What?
Sure. What do you think we got you out here for?
Well, you can't do that.
Why not?
It's no use arguing with him, Chester. He's crazy.
Crazy? Because I'm going to get rich. You call that crazy?
I do.
Call him out, Bud. We're going to shoot him now.
Ma? Ma, come on out. You want to watch us kill him?
Grilk.
What?
What makes you think if you robbed the bank, I'd be the only man after you?
You're the marshal, ain't you?
The money in that bank belongs to a lot of people. There'll be 50 men after you.
Mm-hmm. Me and Ma and Budge, we're going to kill everybody in the bank. There won't nobody know nothing about it till we're gone.
You won't live to get as far as the street.
That's my plan. It's not yours. Shut up! You stand there, do you hear? Get over here, Ma. You want to walk.
Mr. Dillon,
ever really going to shoot us.
Chester, look beyond them. Out near that clump of elder there.
Somebody's coming. Horseback.
Yeah, don't let on. We'll have to move fast if we get a chance.
Yes, sir.
Paul, look.
Oh, they've seen him.
Get out of sight, bud. Get behind the house in case he gets too nosy.
I'll fix him if he does.
That Calhoun fella, Paul.
There's no time for him to be paying a visit. Get back in the cellar. Get back in the cellar, Marshal. Go on, both of you. Go on, or I'll shoot you right now.
You need to be still.
Yeah.
You keep quiet in there now.
We gotta do something.
And if we could just get close enough to one of them.
There's that rider.
Yeah.
What are you doing here, Calhoun? We're too busy to be visiting today.
They shot him.
Doggone you, Butch. What do you do that for? I'll lump you.
Leave him alone, Paul. He didn't mean nothing by it.
You're always standing up for him, ain't you? Get going back in the house. Go on! Butch went and shot that Calhoun fella. Now he's dead.
Yeah, we heard him.
Paul, what were you yelling at me like that for? What's wrong with shooting him? We're leaving here, ain't we? We don't need no neighbors.
You darn fool.
Well, why, Paul?
Now we gotta bury him, don't we?
Sure.
Well, three graves is too many to dig before dark. Mm. Then we'll have to wait till tomorrow before we can take care of Marshall and Chester here.
Mm. Why don't you think about that?
You never think about nothing. What's worse, we'll have to feed him. Can't let nobody go hungry that long. Go tell Ma.
I'm going, Pa.
Now you two set quiet. Bud, you'll bring you something.
Well, if that don't be all.
Wait till Budge comes back, Chester. That's gonna be our chance.
Eat whatever he brings us first, Mr. Dillon.
We can eat any time, Chester.
We can. How come I ain't had a bite since we left Dodge?
Wait a minute. He's coming. Now you let me handle this.
Yes, sir.
Ma boiled you a little pot of tater peels.
Oh, my goodness.
Now that sounds fine to me, Budge. Here. I'll take it.
Don't put no salt in it. About out.
Here now. Let me go, Marshal.
You shut up or I'll bring you. He's got a knife in his belt. Get it, Chester.
Yes, sir.
I got it. All right. Come on, get up, Budge. On your feet. Come on.
If I'd had my rifle, you wouldn't have done this.
Give me the knife, Chester.
Here.
All right, outside, Budge. Go on. And don't forget I got this knife right in your back.
Don't you stick me.
Then do what I tell you.
Paul, fix you. Paul!
Shut up.
You cut me.
You holler again and I'll put it all the way in.
Mr. Dillon?
Yeah, I see him, Chester. Let's wait here.
I'm going to get me a rock.
Paul's going to be awful mad at you, Marshal.
Is he?
What's going on here?
Make him let me go, Paul.
Shut up. I'm holding a knife on his back, Roke. You throw down the rifle, or I'll shove it into him.
It won't work, Marshal. You ain't stopping me.
Budge will die if you don't do what I say.
You ain't as smart as me, Marshal. You don't understand nothing.
Drop that gun, Roke.
No!
He's gonna shoot! I'll get him! I did it. I hit him right in the head.
Come on. I want that rifle.
You think I killed him?
Yeah, it looks like it. It's a big rock. Oh, that woman will be out here in a minute. Come on, let's get around to the side of the house. Around here.
I thought sure she was going to come out shooting.
She'll be out. I'll just wait here. We can hear the door when it opens.
What are you going to do, Mr. Dillon? You can't shoot a woman.
No, but maybe I can scare her.
What about him shooting his own son?
Well, that's something I sure never figured on. We'd have been in real trouble if it hadn't been for you. I'm going to have to hang your picture on my wall for that, Jesse.
Well, I used to go hunting with rocks when I was a kid. One time I...
Now, there she is. Look, if she comes around the corner, maybe I can knock that rifle out of her hands. You stay back.
You hear her coming?
No. Come here. Come here, Chester.
Where is she?
She's over there by Budge. Take a look.
Say, that ain't a rifle she's holding.
It's a shovel. Come on.
I guess she decided it's no use trying to fight now.
And it wouldn't have surprised me if she hadn't.
Nothing surprising about these people.
Your husband shot him, Miss Grilk.
Man. Poor Budge.
I didn't figure a man would shoot his own son.
Budge wasn't his son.
What?
He was my son, not his. He hated Budge. He always hated him.
Oh.
My first husband died. He is a good man. He liked Budge.
Now, Grok was right. I didn't understand everything.
He made me do what I did. That didn't whoop me terrible if I didn't.
Tell me, ma'am, would you have shot me yesterday if I hadn't put my hands up?
Of course I would. I told you. You said I had to. That no matter. What am I going to do without Budge? I ain't got nobody now. What am I going to do?
I don't know, ma'am. But we'll bury them for you.
You bury them, too. I'll bury Budge.
Can I have the shovel?
Yeah.
Come on, Justin.
I feel kindly sorry for her, Mr. Dillon.
Yeah, she's had it too rough, Justin. She doesn't know what she's doing anymore. Blaming her would be like... well, blaming the night for being dark.
I guess there's nothing we can do for her.
Yeah. Not a thing in the world.
Gunsmoke, produced and directed by Norman McDonald, stars William Conrad as Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal. Our story was specially written for Gunsmoke by John Meston, with music composed and conducted by Rex Corey. Sound patterns by Tom Hanley and Ray Kemper. Featured in the cast were John McIntyre, Virginia Gregg, and Vic Perrin. Harley Bear as Chester, Howard McNear as Doc, and Georgia Ellis as Kitty. Perry Como sings all the top tunes on CBS Radio every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Jack Webb stars in Dragnet on Tuesday nights. Check your local listings. Listen to Gunsmoke again next week, transcribed for L&M Filters.
Back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. And we're also on Twitter, OTRWesterns.com/Twitter. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Don't forget to rate this show on iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This episode's copyright 2013 under the attribution non-commercial share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Pretty much that just means give me credit for putting it out there. Hope you enjoy. Again, thanks for listening and have a great day.